This morning we're reminded that the Christian faith promises us peace in our lives. It's like no other peace. You will not find this kind of peace anywhere else in the universe. Even with all of its assets and natural resources, this world cannot give to you the peace that Jesus gives. As Jesus himself says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give you as the peace the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." We as a church family, on a weekly basis, exchange peace. We'll do that later. We welcome one another with the words, "The peace of the Lord be with you," or "the peace of the Lord," or simply, "peace." The height of our service is when we receive the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Jesus, and we hear that pronouncement, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." And our worship ends with that benediction of peace. "The Lord bless you and keep you and give you peace." And so God's word is what greets us in peace, and his word of peace sends us off into the world from our worship. Our scripture today from Philippians says, "Do not worry about anything." When we worry, we are actually needlessly living our lives without this peace. We're denying ourselves. Paul says, don't do that. Don't worry about anything. It challenges us to have the courage to pursue that peace that God freely offers. It challenges us to hold God to his word and boldly ask him, "Lord, where is that peace for me now? You told me not to worry about anything. So where is that peace?" It challenges us to surrender our worry and our concerns at the foot of the cross and trust in him, and let go of that illusion that we are in control. But Paul doesn't just tell us what not to do. He tells us what to do. He said, don't worry about anything, but in everything, he says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, hand your anxiety over and your worry over to God, who can take it away, and then surrender yourself to the Prince of Peace, who offers you that peace in your life. He lived. He was born. He became human and died and rose again from the dead so that we would have this peace. Jesus is the sure antidote to strife, anxiety, and fear in our lives. And we should approach him with this thanksgiving that Paul challenges us to have, to count our blessings in prayer. I'm going to instruct the ushers, actually right now, to pass out some pieces of paper to you and to do exactly what Paul encourages us to do in the scripture, which is to approach everything with prayer and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a prayer. It's an act of worship. It's a work of God in us and through us. It's our stewardship of the blessings he gives us. And so as you receive this handout, you'll notice that there is an indulgence on it. This indulgence actually is more than 500 years old. It's a picture with a catchy slogan: "As soon as the coin in the coffer rings, the soul from purgatory springs. Lies often ring very poetically, but it is a lie. And it's what angered Luther, and it's what propelled him forward in truth and a concern for the souls of his people. Almost 500 years ago, we're just weeks away, he nailed the 95 Theses to the church door at Wittenberg, which challenged the church, not only the people of the church and how they use their money, but also the authority of the church. It's a lie. It's a false hope to think that money can buy forgiveness. Instead, Luther challenges us in those theses to find our true treasure, which is Jesus Christ and all the blessings that he gives. What a great place to start, to be thankful for the rich forgiveness and eternal life that we have in Jesus for free. That's okay to write as I'm preaching. To write some things that you are thankful for. This is an exercise of prayer. It's an exercise of worship. Later on, we'll offer them up into the offering baskets as they come by. And then as a congregation, I think our plan is to offer them up as incense as we do prayer and fire to God in thanksgiving for all the blessings we enjoy. And so we ask you to prayerfully write down what you are thankful for. Maybe just a few things, because there are many things we can be thankful for. You'll notice even on this pyramid on the altar, we have words from previous years of children and adults of our congregation that are thankful, what they are thankful for. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, with prayer and thanksgiving, we give thanks to God for all those things that come to mind. And the blessing is that when we give thanksgiving, it actually propels us forward more into God's blessings, that he gives us this path of peace that he leads us on and toward. And his peace comes. And it doesn't depend on understanding. It's what our scripture promises. With prayer and thanksgiving, the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, this peace that transcends human comprehension, this will guard and guide and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. I actually love this truth because it keeps us disciples, learners, people who are growing, not dying in our faith. We're reminded that our brain's circuitry cannot fully process how wonderful God is for us and his Son, Jesus Christ. We will never fully comprehend the height and depth and the width of God's love for us in Christ Jesus. It's an eternal journey that we are on. We'll never grow bored. We'll never reach completion of our journey in the mystery of the goodness of God and his Son. In a few minutes, we will receive, again, another blessing from this table, what we sometimes call the Eucharist. It's based on the New Testament word, Eucharisteo. The eu meaning good and charis meaning grace. In this meal, we receive the good graces of God. We give thanks for his gifts. Like in Spanish and other Romance languages, the word thanks is gracias, grace, graces. We give thanks, and some of us still refer to the table prayer that we pray at our meals as grace. And so we not only have a weekly reminder, we should have maybe a 2 to 3 meal per day reminder that God is the giver of good gifts, and so we give thanks at our tables. It's a meaningful and a mindful way to fill our hearts with gratitude and proceed on the path of God's peace. We gather around this table this morning with the grace-filled bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus, our minds cannot fully comprehend this marvelous gift, just one of God's many gifts. We surrender all our worries and our anxieties to God at this altar, and then we lift up our prayers with thanksgiving. And God fills our hands and our hearts with His peace, His mysterious, His fathomless, His incomprehensible peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.